I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. State lawmakers will debate whether it should be possible to get a court order to temporarily remove a person's guns if they pose a danger. The bill has bipartisan support, but as 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berklin reports, it's also controversial.
Supporters of House Bill 1436 say it could save lives. Douglas County Sheriff Tony Spurlock lost Deputy Zach Parrish last year when a mentally ill man shot and killed him. Spurlock says officers had dealt with the man before. He adds there are other examples where law enforcement needs more tools to remove guns.
About 2 years ago, a mother of two children who was mentally ill and had family members begging doctors to try to help her, she went to a store, bought a gun, and with this bill in place, she would not have been able to do that. We'd have been able to protect her children. She shot both of her children and then shot herself.
The bill is named after Deputy Parrish. Opponents worry it could unfairly restrict someone's Second Amendment rights. And Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham says he doesn't like what he's seen of it so far. Lawmakers don't have much time to pass the bill. The session ends on May 9th. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berklund at the State Capitol.
A federal judge is hearing arguments in a last-ditch lawsuit by U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn to get his name on the GOP primary ballot. Proceedings began yesterday after a state Supreme Court ruling determined his campaign had not gathered enough valid voter signatures. This is 91.5 KRCC News.